Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The External Affairs Ministry today said that India has urged the Chinese side to ensure that the interests of downstream states of the Brahmaputra are not harmed by the activities in upstream areas. Replying to a query on hydropower project on the Yarlung Tsangpo River in the Tibet Autonomous Region of China, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that as a lower riparian state with established user rights to the waters of the river, New Delhi has reiterated its concerns. He stated that India has consistently expressed its views and concerns to the Chinese side over mega projects on rivers in their territory through expert level as well as diplomatic channels. He added that the government will continue to monitor and take necessary measures to protect India's interests. A delegation-level talk was held between the Foreign Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Maldives, Abdullah Khalil, in New Delhi today. During his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar said both the countries increased their engagements in various sectors. He reiterated that India always stood with Maldives and the country has facilitated the exports of essential commodities to Maldives. India has extended humanitarian assistance to Bolivia to support tackling of forest fires. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the consignment consisting of firefighting gears, first aid kit, medicines and other utilities has departed for Bolivia. Overall, 16 tons of firefighting equipment and related relief material will be sent. He also added that the assistance would also help in tackling environmental crisis and health issues caused by the forest fires. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched a scathing attack on the Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi, accusing it of pushing the city into disaster during its decade-long rule. Mr. Modi used the term Sheesh Mahal to hit out at AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal for allegedly spending huge amount on luxurious facilities at his residence as the chief minister. The Prime Minister said he could have built a Sheesh Mahal for himself but prioritized housing for the poor. Mr. Modi stated this while inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 4,500 crore rupees in Delhi. The Vande Bharat sleeper train has achieved a peak speed of 180 kilometers per hour in its multiple trials in the last 3 days. The trials will continue till this month. These Vande Bharat sleeper trains are designed with features like automatic doors, ultra-comfortable beds, onboard Wi-Fi and an aircraft-like design. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has shared a video of a successful trial in Kota Division. Passengers in the country are already enjoying world-class travel experience through 136 Vande Bharat trains running across the country. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav launched several projects for Assam from Guwahati today. On the occasion, the Union Minister flagged off 3 trains, Guwahati to New Lakhimpur Jan Shatabdi Express, New Bongaigaon to Guwahati Passenger Train, and Tinsukia to Naharlagun Express, and dedicated a road over bridge. He also inaugurated a 10 kilowatt FM transmitter of Akashvani Kokrajhar virtually from Guwahati. The Indian Navy is set to commission 3 frontline combatants, Nilgiri, the lead ship of the Project 17A stealth frigate class, Surat, the 4th and final ship of the Project 15B stealth destroyer class, and Vagshir, the 6th and final submarine of the Scorpion class project at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai on 15th of January. This will provide a significant boost to the Indian Navy's combat potential while underscoring the country's preeminent status in indigenous shipbuilding. President Draupadi Murmu took part in the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences in Bengaluru today. On the occasion, the President inaugurated a new psychiatry block, central lab complex and a hostel building. She also dedicated to the nation the advanced 3D MRI scanner and DSA machine. And in cricket, India's batting order again crumbled against Australia on the first day of the decisive 5th and final test of the Water Gavaskar Trophy at Sydney. The visitors were bundled out for 185 runs in their first innings in the post-lunch session. And that is the end of this news bulletin.